Welcome to the Cree Language Recordings, Language of the Lac Ste. Anne Métis. These recordings were done between September 25th and the 29th of 2023 in Edmonton. These recordings are a project between myself, Christy Belcourt, and Elder Judy Hilbert of Lac Ste. Anne. Judy grew up speaking the language and hearing it all around her. We wanted to come together to do some recordings so that we could really capture the unique dialect that was spoken in Lac Ste. Anne. Over the course of the 5 days we spent together, we did all sorts of things. We played cards, we went visiting, we went to the gravesite of our ancestors, we looked at history, and we figured out how we were related, and it turns out we were related in multiple ways, and it was just a whole lot of fun to spend this time with Judy. I really appreciate her and her willingness to share our language for these recordings. In this track one, I thought that I would just explain a little bit about how this project came about and what my goals were for the project. I had co-written a book with Belinda Daniels and Randy Morin on Cree language survival phrases. I myself am a language learner. This project was not funded by anybody. I used my Aeroplan points to fly out to Edmonton, and Judy and I just volunteered our time to do this for the love of the language. So what you will hear in these recordings are two streams of thought. One is that Judy and I discussed Lac Ste. Anne, the history of Lac Ste. Anne. We discussed language and what we call our language, what we call ourselves, and how our language was used in the community. And we really tried to capture some of the things about Lac Ste. Anne. And then we also translated the booklet that I was mentioning. So the following tracks are going to be Judy introducing herself. First of all, we're going to talk about Lac Ste. Anne a little bit, and then we'll get into the translation of the booklet. I really hope that these recordings are useful for language learners, especially from our Métis communities in Alberta. I wanted to do this because my grandparents were fluent in the language, but unfortunately, they didn't pass the language down to my dad, and so I didn't get the language myself. And there's so many people who are in the same situation I'm in, who really love and long for the language. There's a lot of language learners now, and I think that's a really good sign. There's more language learners than there has been in a really long time. So that gives me hope that our languages will come back strong. But as we know, in our community of Lac Ste. Anne, there are very, very few speakers left. So we have to do everything that we can to try and learn the language, to speak the language, and to really put ourselves into making sure that we carry on speaking the language. Before we jump into the next track, I just wanted to add a quick note on how to navigate the lessons themselves. The number one thing to remember is that the way people say things and the words that they use from region to region can be different. Your elders or your language speakers might say things a little bit differently, and that's okay. Try to learn as many different ways for the same phrases as you can. Number two, in this recording, we tried to stay faithful to the book as much as we could. We didn't exactly do everything line by line. There are a few lines that we skipped. And where we noticed that there were small mistakes in the written text, we tried to correct them in the recorded text. Although it's also possible that we did make mistakes along the way in the recordings, which again is why it's so important to double check or also learn from other texts, other audio recordings, or the best possible way to learn, of course, would be from another language speaker directly. Number three, if you don't have the book, don't worry about it. These audio lessons are designed to be downloaded and put onto your device so that you can listen to them anytime, anywhere, when you're busy with your hands, like cooking or driving or something like that. But you will hear me refer to the book throughout the recordings. And lastly, just have fun with it. Just enjoy yourself while doing the language.
a lot of these phrases are tongue twisters. The language can be really hard and challenging, and you know, you can feel like you're not getting anywhere, but just keep at it. You are going to get somewhere. The more time that you put into it is the more that you'll get back from it. Thank you for listening to this preamble, and we continue on now with track 2, end of track 1.